Hello, everybody. It's Jenny from The Coach Jenny. I'm here to teach all my ladies how to find clarity in the chaos. That's right, babe. With a little bit of structure, a whole new mindset, and some sass in that step, we can hold it off. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. What's up? What's new and exciting with you? This is a spitfire kind of day. I am sitting up here in my office and I was like, holy shit, I have to do a podcast. My husband is coming home shortly from work. School buses are going to start going by shortly. And I'm just trying to wrap my brain around life right now. That's where I'm at. So looking at my schedule and I was like, I have my big eye appointment coming up on Thursday. I mean, by the time you listen to this, I will already have it done. So Thursday, I am having my measurements done for my cataract surgery. And you're like, what the fluff? You're like 46 years old. Why are you having cataract surgery? And many of you know, I was born with a visual impairment and my right eye is going through some changes right now. I noticed about a year ago that I don't know why I'm breathing so heavy. I'm like, well, I'm congested. I'm not going to lie. So I apologize. Maybe I'll step away from the mic a little bit. But I noticed about, I would say a year or so ago, when I was wearing my cycling glasses, that it was just my right eye had trouble focusing. Not that I could see out of it all that well, but it was trouble focusing. And I told my doctor and he was like, oh yeah, like your cataract is really developing fast. And I was like, cataract? And I'm working in the eyeball field for 5 years. I knew what that meant. And he's like, yeah, you should go get that checked out. So I went to the eye doctor and you can check a prior podcast all about that. And I'm having cataract surgery. So being so young and having this surgery, many people are like, are you freaked out about it? I'm like, no, it's like literally a 15-minute appointment, but as I'm getting closer to it and I'm like, I hope I don't have like super anxiety and like fear and like all this weird shit that your brain starts thinking about over this type of surgery. But, you know, you start poking near some eyeballs and that shit gets a little weird. So that the measurement appointment is coming up and that's measuring how big the new lens is going to be, because they're going to take out the lens that is clouded, which is called the cataract, and put in a new lens. And that's a whole escapade in itself. But yeah, that appointment is 3 hours long. Yeah. I don't think I can sit still for 3 hours, but I will tell you all about it next week. But today I want to talk to you about, how do you know if you're going through personal growth? I was just thinking about that this morning and I was talking to my dad. I spent a lot of time with him over the last like week or so because we lost a family member that was super close to my dad. And my dad is my uncle. And this family member was my dad's sister's husband. And they live next to each other since my dad has been 17. And losing my uncle has been kind of detrimental to him. Nevertheless, losing my mom almost 18 months ago, and now losing Uncle Frank, it's just been a lot. And he says to me, Jenna, I'm alone. You know, when I was bored, I would just walk down, like literally, he's, you know, an acre across from my dad. And I would walk down and see Uncle Frank or drive the golf cart and go and see him and hang out with him. And Uncle Frank passed away of cancer and it was just a lot. for him to watch the whole cancer journey again, and it's just a lot. So I've just been spending some more time with my dad and making this transition a little bit easier because he is leaving for vacation this week to go to Colorado with his lady friend, and which he needs. He literally needs to get away and just have some fun. But spent some time with him yesterday, and we were just talking about growth and what does growth look like. And he said to me, he goes, Jenna, I'm so proud of you. How you are always there and how you have grown as an athlete, as a woman, as a like a spouse, as a daughter. And it really made me feel so loved and so cared about. And it made me self-reflect in the aspect of like, yeah, I have grown so much over the past year, 5 years, 10 years. And we always forget to celebrate these wins and these growths that are always happening in us. And a lot of growth has happened with me since my mom's passing, because literally stepping up into the matriarch of our family. And it's hard. It's really hard because my mom, as goofy as she was and a little haphazard, she was the matriarch. And wearing that crown of our family is quite a task at times, to make sure that, you know, dad's doing what he needs to do and communicating to all the family members and, you know, what this side of the family's doing with that side of the family. And it's a lot. And personal growth happens when you step into these roles and do it without hesitation. And that's just one side of personal growth. The other side of personal growth is with my business and making big business decisions and, you know, doing one thing and not another, and, you know, taking on more personal coaching clients. And that's been phenomenal. I absolutely love the more one-on-one coaching, and just kind of, instead of like promote, just kind of sit in the present moment and be like, okay, I need to love on the clients that I have now, and whatever clients come to me, I'm going to love on them too. I just spend so much time with trying to grow and promote and put all the shit out there and create these programs that I really wasn't loving on what I currently had. And when I started reflecting inward on my business, it really made my business grow even more. So I'm absolutely loving my personal coaching and my group coaching, where I spent more time in that. And also growing as me as a person, and really reflecting back on my own health journey. And it's been a struggle, like with my weight and my insulin resistance, and just trying to get that shit in check. Like, I swear I'm going through menopause. I mean, I'm 46. Like, this could happen. It is happening. I don't know what the hell is happening, you know? And I'm like, oh my God, you know, sometimes I think I work out too hard for what my body can handle, and, you know, trying to understand all the puzzle pieces. And I put out to the universe, I'm like, I need help. Somebody needs to help me. And the universe answered with giving me Ayurveda school. And it is a holistic wellness school for a whole year. I am super stoked about this. First, I was very, very scared because I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I can commit to a whole year of this and my business and my dad and all these things. But it's okay. Like, it's just time management and how this Ayurveda school is going to help me grow as a human and understand me. If I can understand me better, I can, you know, bring this wellness into my coaching. And I'm super stoked about that because I have such an amazing clinical background and how I help my clients with my clinical side and to bring more of my wellness side. Don't get me wrong, I have a nutrition wellness consulting side of me that I've been doing now for like 22 plus years. And I love my nutrition side. And why I got my nutrition consulting was I just needed to understand me. And I've always loved the nutrition and foods and our body and how wellness is so important to our mind, body, and soul. Because what we do now, our body reaps those benefits 10 to 20 years ahead. And you always hear me preach that because, you know, if you eat the McDonald's and, you know, are always gaming and, you know, treat your body like shit, 20 years from now, when you have bone issues and your strength is poor and, you know, your heart is not strong, I'm gonna be like, yeah, you should have been a little bit more active. And I'm not gonna be kind about it because you should have knew better in your 20s, 30s, and 40s. And I'm saying this because, yeah, I fucked up in my younger years and I got heavy and I was stupid and I did stupid things. And, you know, now in my 30s and my 40s, I'm like reaping some of those stupid benefits. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, is that heart pain or is it from working out the other day? Like, these things crossed my mind. Like right now, I'm like having some pain in my chest. And I'm like, oh my God, am I having a heart attack? No, because the other day I did a killer chest workout and nearly am like, can't breathe because my muscles hurt so bad. But you know what? We need to be more mindful of what we're doing. And going through this whole new holistic wellness journey is awesome. Because you know why? My dad loves this kind of stuff. And it gets me so jazzed because he's like, Jenna, I read about lion's mane. Do you know lion's mane is so good for your mind-body connection? Now, riddle me this, Batgirl. Whose dad, who's 80, is reading about lion's mane and like mushrooms and all these things at 80? My dad is, and it gets me so excited because he likes to learn and read. And this is where my passion always is about personal growth is like, there's so much education out there and it's our opportunity, our desire and our want to take advantage of it. It's free. It's on the internets. Like, go and read about it and how you can change your life with simple things. And for me, I am working with mud water and how I drink my mud water in the morning with all these beautiful mushrooms and lion's mane and cacao and all this other things in it and how it makes me feel amazing during the day. And my dad is doing something else with lion's mane and cacao and all these other amazing supplements in there. And it makes him feel amazing to me. And I'm like, wow, like how we have changed so much from back in the day when doctors would be like, here's a statin because you have chest pain. No, bitch, I have chest pain because I did a workout the other day. And my dad's the same way. He works hard. Like, literally digging ditches the other day to run electrical wire around the driveway. Like, I love him dearly. Like, Dad, you're 80, stop. But you know what? It's personal growth. And you can learn all this stuff for free on the internet, on YouTube, in books, asking friends, finding a holistic wellness doctor. And for me, it's going to Ayurveda school starting in January. So it's just, you know, tap into your own personal growth. Like, how are you growing? Like, what excites you? And this is a topic I talk to my clients about. Like, if you're in a rut, take a moment, take a weekend and sit there and think and say, what excites you? If it's knitting, like, how about everybody crocheting these little cute animals? How they made knitting like fun. Like that shit I used to do with my grandma when I was like 7. And now all of a sudden knitting's cool. Like, interesting how the world evolves and grows. Like, what makes you excited about life? And just remember, the things that you like, it doesn't have to be cool. Knitting is not cool, but they made it cool. You will find your own niche in life. You will find your own community. And dive deep, dive head first into that community and always learn. Now, there's a caveat to this, and this is one of the biggest things and the biggest failures with learning. Ready? Listen up. Is implementing. I know that's a big word. You need to implement what you're learning. And I see so many people that go into these Brendan Burchards and Mel Robbins and Tony Robbins worlds that learn and learn and learn and learn. And I'm going to UPW and, you know, Brendan Burchard's Ultras, and I'm going to all these things and I'm paying all this money, but they don't implement what they're learning. I mean, it's great. Like, I have a shit ton of books from all these amazing teachers. And it was to the point that I became a professional student that I had that strike of lightning and being like, holy shit, like I need to implement what I'm doing. And I had that moment when I'm like, okay, pump the brakes. I need to look inwards and start figuring out how I can take all this magic and like knowledge and turn it into my business and turn it into myself, turn it into wellness, turn it into being in a badass bitch that I am. Like, implement. And it's funny because I see a lot of people out there who are just forever students. And I'm proud of you. I'm super proud of you for spending the money and doing the courses and going through it. And I see you online and be like, I'm going to this thing and I'm going to this thing. That's great, boo-boo. But you need to like implement it in your life. You need to actually do what you say you're doing. So, and I know that's a little harsh to say, and a lot of people will be like, you're being mean. I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest. And I say this because that was me, I would say about 2 years ago, when I'm like, look at me, yay, look at me. And it's not about look at me. It's about looking at how I can be more successful with the knowledge that I have. So, personal growth. How are you doing with your personal growth? Take some time to reflect on that. And if you need some support, reach out. One of my specialties is writing these plans. They're called mission plans, and it's helping you get from point A to point B with just a detailed plan. I'm going through this with my personal coaching clients, each one of them getting monthly plan. And we write goals and expectations and, you know, how to handle a goal and how you want to handle the goal. Okay, you want to work on, you know, being more active. Okay, cool. Here are 3 ways to be more active. Here are 3 people that can help you be more accountable. Here are 3 ways that you can do this. Like, I love writing these mission plans. So, these plans are my specialty. And then it's not every day that when you have private coaching that you get a plan, an outline, a detailed roadmap to success. So if this is something that really excites you, schedule an appointment and let's have a free chitty chat. Fill out the questionnaire. I'll post it in the show notes and let's catch up. And speaking of a questionnaire. Did you know this podcast will come out on what, the 29th? So you still have what? Oh my gosh, one more day? Yeah, one more day. So on October 1st, I pick a client or somebody who enters into my free coaching giveaway. So I will also put that below. So enter my free coaching giveaway. So if you enter, I already have a handfuls of people who entered my giveaway. And that person will receive one free coaching call from me. And yeah, that's pretty cool. So can't complain. If you're looking to point yourself in the right direction, fill out the questionnaire below. So mwah, love you so big. And I can't wait to hear how you are working on your own personal growth.